Greetings. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pretentious Internet Theater, the show so elite that if you've just lost the game, this will help you find it again. Tonight, we continue our saga with Tara Gillespie's My Immortal, chapters 23 through 44. Reading this story certainly was an experience for me. In fact, it reminded me of a quote. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will endure the darkness, because it shows me the stars. That quote is by Og Mondino. And while you are enduring the darkness with me, I'd like to remind you that this podcast is available on iTunes, and if you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at thepitpodcast@gmail.com. Now, without any further ado, the second half of Tara Gillespie's My Immortal. Enjoy.
Chapter 23. Author's Note. Dut! Da folk a bickers! One just jealous cause I got 10,000 revows. One, thanks for Raven for the help and teeling me about the books. Girls, rooks, let's go shopping together.
X. The door opened and Professor Rumbridge and Cornelia Fudge stomped out angrily. Then Dumbledum and Rumblebridge sawed us. "Mr. Way the Beep are you doing?" Rumbridge shouted angrily. Dumbledore blared at her. "Oops, she made a mistake," he corrupted her. "She means hi, everyone. Come in." Well, we all came in angrily. So did all the other students. I sat between Darkness and Draco, and opposite Bloody Mary. Crabbe and Goyle started to make some morbid jokes. Looked exactly like Vili Valo. I ate some Count Chocula and drank some blood from a cup. Then I heard someone shooting angrily. I looked behind me. It was Vampire. He and Draco were shooting at each other. "Vampire! Draco! WTF!" I asked. "You f***ing bastard!" yelled Draco at Vampire. "I want to sh** next to her!" "No, I do!" shouted. "No, he doesn't f*** like you, you son of a bitch," yelled Draco. "No, f*** you, motherfucker! She laves me, not you," shouted Vampire. And then he jumped on Draco. No, not in that way, you perv. Started a fight and beat up each other. Dumbledore yelled at them, but they didn't stop. All of a sudden, a terrible man with red eyes and no nose flew in on his broomstick. He had no nose and was wearing a gray robe. All the glass in the window he flew through fell apart. Brittany, that f***ing prep, started to cry. Vampire and Draco stopped fighting. I stopped eating. Everyone gasped. The room fell silent. Voldemort. Ebobi. Ebnobi. Darth Valor said evilly in his raspy voice. Thou hast failed your mission. Now I shall kill thou, and I shall kill Vampire as well, if thou dost not kill him. Before, then I shall kill Draco too.
Plez, don't make me kill him, Plez, I begged.
No, he laughed crudely. Kill him, or I shall kill him anyway. Then he flew away cackling. I burst into tears. Draco and Vampire came to contort me. Suddenly, my eyes rolled up, so they looked all cool and gothic. I had a vision where I saw some lightning flash and Voldemort coming to kill Draco, while Draco slit his wrists in a depressed way. No! I screamed sexily. Suddenly, I locked up and stopped having the vision. Ebony! Ebony! Are you all right? Asked Draco in a worried voice. Yeah. Yeah, I said sadly as I got up. Everything's all right, Ebony. Said Vampire, all sensitive. No, it's not, I shouted angrily. Tears of blood went down my face. OMFG! What if I'm getting possessed like in The Ring 2? It's okay, girl, said Bloody Mary. Maybe you should ask Professor Sinister. What about the visions mean, though? Okay, Bic, I said sadly, and then we went. Chapter 24. Author's Note.
Perps, start flaming the story. Just jealous, so Fuku Sokotu Heal 11 Ravens Fangs for D help.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX Henry about the visions. "Konnichiwa, everyone, come in," said Professor Sinister in Japanese. She smelled at me with her gothic black lipstick. She's the coolest f***ing teacher ever. She had long, dead black hair with blood-red tips and red eyes. Her mom was a vampire. She's also half Japanese, so she speaks in everything. She and Bloody Mur got along great. She's really young for a teacher. Today, she was wearing a black leather top with red lace and a long, gothic, black-ripped dress. We went inside the black classroom with pastors of Emily the Strong. I raced my hand. I was wearing some black nail polish with red pentagrams on it. "What is it, Ebony?" she asked. "Hey, I love nail polish. Where'd you get it? Hot Topic?" "Yeah," I answered. All the preps who don't know what HT was gave me weird looks. I gave them the middle finger. "Well, I have to talk to you about some things. When do you want to do it?"
"How about now?" she asked.
"Okay," I said.
"Okay, class f- dismissed, everyone," Professor Trevelry said, and she let everyone go, except for you, Brittany. She pointed at Brittany and some other preps. "Please do exorcise. Get it? 1, on page 3.
"Okay, I'm having lots of visions," I said in a worried voice. "I'm so worried, is Draco gong to die?"
"Well, she gave me a black crystal ball to lock in."
I looked at it.
"What do you see?" she asked.
"I said I see a black gothic skull and a pentagram."
Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. I looked at it. It was Draco. He was looking really sexy, wearing a black leather facet, a black gothic Linkin Park t-shirt, and black Congress shoes.
"Okay, you can go now. See ya, cunt," said Professor Sinister.
"Bye, bitch," I said, waving.
I went to Draco, and Vampire was sitting next to him. We both followed Draco together, and I was so exhibited.
Chapter 25. Author's Note.
"Stop flaming, okay? You do not, then I'll tell Justin to bet you up 1111 Indertel in the Reds to put the verse in your computer."
1111111111.
"Fuku."
1.
"Raven, thanks for the help."
1.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
were going to do it again. We went outside, and then we went into Draco's black car.
Ebony, what the f*** did Professor Trovary said, whispered Draco, potting his gothic with hand and Blivik nail polish on me.
She said she would tell me what the visions meant tomorrow, I grumbled in a sexy voice. He took out a heroin cabaret and spiked it. He gave it to me to spork. He started to fly the car into a tree and went to the top of it. Draco put on some MCR. And all the things you never ever told me, and all the smiles are ever gonna haunt me, sang Gerard's sexy voice. He started tilling others' cloves fervently. He took up my black thong and black leather bar. I took of his black boxers. Then he put his throbbing you-know-what into my tool, sexily.
OMFG, Draco, Draco! I screamed, having an orgasm. We started Frenching passively.
Suddenly, I fell asleep. I started having a dream. In it, a black guy was shooting two gothic men with long black hair.
No, please don't f***ing kill us, one,
they pleaded, but he just kept shooting them. He ran away in a red car.
Oh my f***ing God!
11, I shouted in a scared voice.
Ebony, what's wrong?
Draco asked me as I woke up, opening my icy blue eyes. I started to cry, and tears of blood went down my face. I told Draco to call Vampire. He did it, with his black Linkin Park mobile. But the worst thing was who the people who were shot in the dream were. Lucian and Sirius 111. Chapter 26. Author's Note.
Perps! Stoop! Flamin' stood a stir, Kay.
One.
If you didn't leak the story, then go folk herself for fucking perp. Ooh, suck.
111.
Oh, why? I wasn't being racist, okay?
11.
A few mutates later, Vampire came to the tree. He was wearing a black leather Jackson, black leather pants, and good Sherlock t-shirt. Hi, Vampire, I said flutterily, as I started to sob. Draco hugged me sexually. Try not to confront me. I started to cry tears of blood, then told him what happened.
Oh, f*** it! Vampire shouted angrily. He first started to cry sadly. What f***ing dick did that?
I don't know, I said. Now come on, we have to tell Dumbledore. We ran out of the tree and into the castle. Dumbledore was sitting in his office.
Sire, our dads have been shot,
Draco said, and we whipped some tears from his white face.
Anobi had a vision in her dream.
Dumbledore started to cackle.
Ha 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 ha! And how do you expect me to know Anobi's not divisional?
I glared at Dumbledore.
Look, motherfucker, he said angrily, as Dumbledore gasped. See, is the tooth of Kraker. You know very well that I'm not decisional. Now get some f***ing people out there to look for Sirius and Lucian Ponto.
Okay, he said in an intimidated voice. Where are they? I thought about it. Then all of a sudden, Lungdon, I said. I told him which street. He went and called some people and did some stuff. After a few missed tunes, he came back and said people were going out looking for them. After a while, people called them again. He said that they'd been found. Draco, Vampire, and I all left out of our rooms together. I went with Draco to wait in the nurse's office while Vampire went to slit his wrist in his room. We looked at each other's gothic, derpurisest eyes. Then we kissed. Suddenly, Sirius and Lucian came in on stretchers, and Professor Sinister was behind them. One.
Chapter 34. Author's Note.
Shut the fuck up, perps! 1111. Have you even read the story? 11. You are probably all just perps and posers, so fool you! 111. Thanks to Raven for the help, 1.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX was gone. I got up and put on a black tight sex ed dress that was all ripped at the end. There was a red kerchief stuff coming up the front and the back, and it came up to my knees. There was a slit in the dress, like in Mr. and Mr. Smith. I popped on a ripped black fishnets and black stellan boots. Suddenly, Sirius cocked on my door. I hopped on it. "Hi, Ipony," he said. "Jez, what? You have to come to Professor Sinestor's office." "Okay," I said in a depressed voice. I had wanted to fook Draco, or maybe lesson to MCR or Evanescence. I came anyway. "So what the f*** happened to Snipe and Lupin?" I asked Sirius flirtily. "I f***ing tortured them," he answered it in a statistic way. "They are in Abkhazan now, lol." I laughed evilly. "Where are Draco and Vampire?" I muttered. "They are excused form school today," Sodomized Moan sexily. "Right now they are watching the Nightmare Before Xmas." We went to the office. Professor Sinister was there. She was wearing a gothic black dress that was all ripped all over it. Kinda like the one Amy Lee wears in this pic. HTTP. She was drinking some Voldemort serum. She took out the pensive and the time toina. Inobi, you have a nizzo-session now. Also, I need you to get me the cure before being addy-kilted, she said sadly. Good luck, Fangs! And then, I jumped into the pensive again. Suddenly I looked around. I was in the Great Hall, eating Count Chorkula. It was morning, and I was sitting next to Satan. On a table was a tall, gothic man with long black hair, pale skin, and blue eyes, wearing a suit and black Converse shoes. He looked just like Charlie Manson. I noticed he was drinking a portent. "Who's he, Eleven?" I asked. "Oh, that's Professor Slutborn," Satan said. "He's the portents teacher." "Ebony?" "Yeah," I asked. "Did you know that Marilyn Mason is playing in Hogsmeade tonight? And they're showing The Exorcist at the movies before that." "Yeah? Well, you want to go to the contort and the movie with me?" Chapter 35. Ghost of You. Author's Note.
Thanks to Susie for the idea. One, you rock. Fook of preps. 1111111. Thanks to Raven for the help, you rook girl. P.S. I'm going to the end the stray rally sun. So fook you, 111. Oh yeah, and if you are no never goofic names, please tell me, cause one need one for serious one. Thanks.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX I gasped.
Draco was there, 111.
I grasped. He locked his hut as Eva, wearing Blake leader pants, a Blake Loinkin Prack t-shirt, and Blake eyeliner.
Draco, what the fuck are you dong? 111,111,
I gasped.
Huh? He said. Then I remembered. It wasn't Draco. It was Lucin one. He style had two arms.
Oh, hi, Lucian one, I seed. I'm Ebony, the new student, law we shook hands.
Yeah, Satan told me about you, Lucian said. He pointed to a group of sexy, gothic guys. They were all sitting in the corner cutting. It was Sirius, Vampire's dad, and...
Snap! All of them were wearing Blake eyeliner and Blake Good Charlotte Band t-shirts.
Listen, I'm in a goth band with these guys, he said. We're playing tonight at the Marilyn Mason show. We're called X Black X Tears X. I play Teketar. Spartacus plays the drums, he said, pointing to him. Snap plays the boss. And Jams plays the guitar. And even foe we call him Samaro, after Samara in the ring. Hey, bastards, I told them, and they gave me death touch sin. Suddenly, I gasped again. But you don't have a lead singer, I asked.
Lucian looked down sadly.
We yuz to, but she did. She contemplating suicide by slitting her wrists.
Oh my f***ing God, 11. That's so f***ing sad, one, I gasped.
It's okay, but now we need a new lead snagger, Samaro said. Well,
I said I'm in a burnad myself.
Really?
Asked Snap.
I couldn't believe it. He used to be gothic. 111?
Yeah, we're called Bloody Gothic Rose 666.
You want to hear me sing?
Yeah, said everyone. So the guys took out their guitars.
They began to play a song by
Get It Loud, cause my guys are so sexy. 11.
Grande.
I woke this empty street on the boulevard of broken drums, I sang sexily.
I did not own the lyrics to that song.
Everyone gasped.
And up, B, will you join the band? Plez, one? Begged Lucien, Samaro, Sirius, and Snap. Okay, I shrugged. Are we going to play tonight? I walked outside, wondering how I could go forward in time. Suddenly, someone jumped in front of me. It was Morty McFly, one. He was wearing a Blake Burnett t-shirt and Blake baggy jeans. What the hell are you doing here, Eleven? I asked. I will help you to go for Rod and Tim, Anobi, he said seriously then. He took out a Blake Tim machine. I went into it, and suddenly, I was forward in Tim 111. Chapter 36. Author's Note.
Acid! Stop flaming, okay? 111111. I bet you all probably all Serenity TV. You're odds 111. P.S. Porter 6, your perp 1. Oh, yeah. And thanks to Raven for the help.
111.
Have fun in England, Gorill. 11,111.
X's and sixes and X's. I looked around in a depressed way. Suddenly, I saw Professor Sinister, Bloody Mary, Socrates, and Draco Vampire and Willow were there, too.
OMFG, Sirius,
I saw, and Samaro and Snip and everyone, 11,111. I couldn't believe Snape, who used to be Gothic, 111,111. Yeah, I know, Sirius said sadly. Oh, hey there, bitch, Professor Trivelry said in an emo voice. Drianic and some Voldemort serum. Hi, f***er, I said. Listen, Satan asked me out to a Gothic concert and a movie, so I need to sex a new outfit for the date. Also, I'm playing in a Gothic band, so I need an outfit for that, too. Oh, my Satan, one. Get it?
Cause she's gay.
But, gasped Bloody Mary, want to go to Hot Topic to shop for outfit? OMFS. Les have a group cutting session, 11, said Professor Trelawney. I can't wait for that. But we need to get some stuff first, says Willow. Yeah, we need some portions for Professor Trevori, so she doesn't get addicted to Voldemort's serum anymore. And also,
some love potion for Anobi, Darko said reluctantly.
Well, we have potions class now, Willow said, so let's go. We went sexily to potions class, but Snap wasn't there. Instead there was
Cornelio
11,111. Hey, where the fuck is Dumbledore? 111 Draco shouted angrily.
STFU, one, shooted Cornelia, fuck. He is in Azkaban now, with Snape and Lupin. He is old and weak and has canker. Now, do her work, 111.
My friends and I talked angrily.
Can you believe Snap used to be Gothic? One, Vampire asked surprisedly. That's it, 11. Cornelia fuck-shooted angrily.
I'm getting Professor Bridge, 111. He stomped out angrily. My friends and I started talking again. I began to drink some blood mixed with beer. Suddenly, I saw Hagrid in the cupboard.
WTF is he doing? I asked. Then I looked at Draco. He was wearing tons of eyeliner, and he looked sexier than ever. Suddenly,
Hagrid, what the fuck are you doing?
11, he shouted. I looked around. Hagrid was putting something in my glass of blood. 11.
Darko and Vampire started to beat him up sexily.
Guard, you're such a poser.
1, I shooted at Hagrid. Suddenly, I looked at what he was putting in the blood. It was Amnesia Potion, 111. Chapter 37.
author's note.
Okay, everybody, I'm going on vacation on the 1st of July, so I'm either gonna end the fic or update it in Wix. Thanks! Oh, yeah. And perp stop flaming Sestoria 11. Raven, thanks for the help. See you, girl, after vacation. 11.
X's and sixes. Darko's point of view. Lol. Vampire and I chained Hargrid to the floor.
Oh, my f***ing Satan, Anobi said. She was so hot. Maybe I could use this amnesia potion to make Satan fall in love with me faster, one. But ooh, so sexy and wonderful anyway, Tata, said Vampire. Why would you need it?
To make everything go faster, lol, said Anobi.
But you won't have to do it with him or anything, will you? I asked jealously.
OMFG, you guys are so scary, said Brittany.
A f***ing prep.
Shut the f*** up, one, said Willow.
Then, okay, well, anyway, let's go to Professor Trelawney's room. Draco, Ebori, and I went to Professor Sinister's room. But Professor Sinister wasn't there. Instead, Tom Ridd was.
Oh, hi, f***ers, he said. Listen, I got some cool new cloves.
I took out the cloves from the bag. It was a gothic black leather miniskirt that said 666 on the back, black slitten boots, blood red fishnets, and a black corset.
OMG, thanks, I said, hugging him in a gothic way.
I took the clothes in the bag.
Okay, Professor Sinister isn't her. What the f*** should we do? Asked Draco.
Suddenly, he looked at a sign on the Blake wall.
Oh my fucking Satan! I screamed as I read it.
On it said everyone, Professor Sinister is away. She is too gothic. She is in Azkaban now. Classes shall be taught by Dumbledore, who is Bake, but he shall not be principal for now. Sincerely, Professor Rumbridge.
OMFG, 111.
I snorted angrily. How could they do that, 11? Suddenly, Dumbledore came.
What the hell are you dong in my office? He began to shoot angrily.
Sud when we. I saw Morty McFly's Blake Time Machine, 111.
I jumped seductively into it, leaving Draco and Vampire. Suddenly, I was back in Tim, 11. I looked around. It was Professor Slutborn's Ertfus.
I sneaked around. Suddenly, I saw the amnesia potion on his desk. It was Blake, with blood-red pentagrams on it. It was the shape of a cross. I put it in my pocket. Suddenly, the door opened. It was Professor Slutgorn.
11.
OMG! What are you doing, f***er? He shouted angrily.
I don't know what the f*** you're doing, I shouted angrily.
Oh, sorry, I was just looking around, because I thought it was class, you said, finally hopping. He couldn't see the potion in her pocket.
Okay, okay, you can go now, said Professor Slutborn.
You went to the conmen room after putting on my clothes. Silas, Samaro, and Snap were there, practicing Vampires Will Never Hurt You by MCR.
Oh, hi, you guys, I said seductively. Where's Satan?
Oh, he's coming, said Sirius. By the way, you can call me Hades now.
Suddenly, Satan came. He was wearing a smexy Blake Leather Jackson, Blake Congress shoes, a Slipknot t-shirt, and a Blake tie.
Okay, I will see you guys at the concert, I said, and then I went with Satan.
Chapter 38. Author's note.
What does everyone think if I end the story and then I add some more to it before vacation? Oh yeah, Unzen, stop flaming. If you don't like the story, then don't take my... If you do not like the story, then take my quiz. Okay, then. You will see if you go thick or not. 1,111,111.
X's and... Oh. 6666. XXXXX.
Satan and I walked to his car. It was a Blake car with pentagrams all over it. On the license plate said 666, just like Draco's car. I went into it seductively. Stan started to drive it. We talked about Satanism.
Lol, because he was named after Satan. cutting, music, and being gothic. Oh my Satan, Gerard is so f***ing hot, Eleven. Voldemort agreed, as we smoked some weed.
Cause spy guys are, they are sensitive. I love them ghost f***s a spy guy.
Lol, I totally decided to not commit suicide when I heard Helena, I said in a flirty voice. Hey, Satan, do you know when the cure for people addicted to Voldemort serum? Well, he thought, I think you have to drink vampire blood. Suddenly, Voldemort parked the car behind a Blake movie theater. Satan and I walked outside. We went into the movie theater and was showing The Exorcist. In it, a boy and a girl were doing it. Suddenly, a serial killer came, lol. Satan and I laughed at the blood, cause we're sadists. While Satan was watching the movie, I had an idea. I took Satan's gothic Blake Nightmare Before Christmas cigar sexily from his pocket, and I put some amnesia potion in it. I put it back in his Blake Emile the Strange bag. Satan turned around and started to smoke it. Blake clouds with red pentagrams, undem, started to fly around everywhere. OMG, 111, Satan said, jumping up. I gasped because I was afraid he had noticed. And Obi, guess what? I knew the amnesia had worked. Amnesia potion had not been invented yet, so it won't work, he said. Too bad, because I wanted to use some on you. Call, I raised my eyes suggestingly. And then, he took of my clothes sexually, and we started to make out. I took of his shit. He had six-pack, just like Gerard Way. 11, we Frenched. Excuse me, but you are going to have to leave, 111, shooted the lady behind us. She was a prep. F*** you, 11, I said. Suddenly, I attacked her, soaking all her blood. No! 11, she screamed. All the preps in the theater screamed, but everyone else crapped because Satan and I looked so cute together. Satan and I started to walk outside. Smog, how did you do that? Voldemort asked in a turn-on voice. I'm a vampire, I said as we went into the car. Seriously? He gasped. Yeah, seriously, I said, drinking some beer. Satan started to drive the car. I smelled happily. It's too bad we didn't get to see the rest of the movie, don't you think? Yeah, I said as we kissed passively. Satan parked in a Blake driveway next to the place where Draco and I had watched GC for the first time. We went inside where Mal and Mason was playing and started to mosh, lol. Anti-people, now you've gone too far. Jesus Christ Superstar, 1111, screamed Marlin on the stage. We did the devil fingers. I started to dance really close to Satan. He was so smexy. He looked at me all emo with his gothic red eyes, and he looked exactly like Mikey Way. I almost got an orgasm. 1. Suddenly, Marilyn Mason stopped singing. I would like to peasant. X Blake X Tears X 11, he said. I ran on stage. Lucian, Samaro, Snape, and Hades were there. They started to play in their instillments. I got on stag. Well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say, 1111, I sang.
I do not own the lyrics to that song.
My voice sounded like a pentagram between Amy Lee and a girl version of Gerard Way. Everyone clapped.
Satan got an eructation. I'm not okay, I sang finally.
Suddenly, Lucian started playing the song Wrong by mistake.
OMFG, one, yielded James. What the fuck?
Whoops, I'm sorry, said Lucian.
You f***ing a**hole,
one, James shooted angrily.
You guys are such preps, 11, Snap said.
Come on, it was a mistake, one.
Yeah, it's not his fault, said Sirius.
No, he ruined the f***ing song, one, yelled Samaro.
You guys stop, 11, I shotoed angrily, but it was too late.
They all began to fight. Suddenly, Samaro took out his knife.
OMFG, no, 11, shouted Lucian.
But it was too late. James tried to shoot off his arm. And then I jumped sexily in front of the bullet. 11.
No!
111 yielded everyone.
But it was too late. Suddenly, everything went blank. Chapter 39. I am a trolling genius. Lols. Disclaimer. I don't own the HP series, and I'm not the real XXX Bloody Wrist 666XXX. Author's note.
I'm an extremely immature, pathetic, idiot girl. I know. Out of boredom, I cracked this girl's passy for fun, and it took the less than 8 minutes to do it, too. And we'll probably get a shitload of trouble, which I probably deserve because I'm being a troll right now. Meh. And I present to you my crappy part in this story. And take note, I haven't even finished reading this fic yet, but instead skip over to skim chapter 38. Flame laugh, do whatever you want, preps.
I, the American retail wearing vampire bitch Sue, coughed up blood. Satan kneeled down beside me.
No! Don't die!
I gave him a rueful smile. I'm sorry, it's something I had to do, to fulfill my duty as a noble gothic Mary Sue. Satan sobbed. I love you, Ebony. I love you too. I'll see you in hell, I mumbled, already finding my surroundings fading to black. Bloody Mary Smith suddenly popped into the room for no apparent reason. She frowned when she realized the room was oddly quiet. But at the sight of Ebony's lifeless body, she screamed. Her face became pale with horror. She screamed for the healers, Dumbledore, McGoogle, and every single gothic person she could think of. Suddenly, a glow started to surround the body of Ebony. Everyone stared in shock. Her body started to lift ever so slowly, and then, to everyone's shock, started to incinerate. When everyone realized what was happening, they rushed over to try to rescue the body, but it was too late. The Sioux became nothing more than a pile of ashes. A loud resounding of everyone bellowing, "No!" filled the room. A flash of white light from the ashes then started to bounce around the room. Everyone cowered in fear and were temporarily blinded. When it was all over, things changed. All the silly goth clothes dropped from everyone's bodies. Author's note.
I will refuse to explain how the hell that happened.
And, in their place, clothes the characters would normally wear in canon appeared on their bodies. When everyone got over the shock of becoming free of the gothic power, everyone cheered. Everyone started singing, Ding Dong, the Sioux is dead! Well, that is until all the HP characters realized the true implications of becoming more canon-like again. All the characters who were supposed to be dead fell to the floor, their bodies cold and lifeless. Harry and Voldemort started dueling. On the left side of the two, a battle of the light side and the dark side were reaching a climax. And, because of the replacement author liked to screw around with canon, Draco and Hermione fled the scene and got married. Meanwhile, down in hell, Ebony shed a single tear because of her current situation. A situation that would live on for all eternity, or at least until the end of fanfiction time. She lost it all. She knew she had to remain strong. Nothing would ever break her down. She looked down at their pale body and frowned. Where are my emo clothes? She asked herself in confusion. Then it occurred to her. For her shirt, she was wearing a bright pink polo with a little seagull, right or left, I can't remember, side. Below that, she was wearing a denim miniskirt with a destroyed look on it. Pair underneath that skirt were leggings, a little moose on the bottom, and then, Ebony realized, on her shoulder, she was carrying a pretty bag with an eagle on it that said, Live your life, written all over the bag. Ebony suppressed the urge to scream. Here she was decked out in the clothes, prepped to the extreme, wearing stuff from Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, and Hollister. Panicked, Ebony hastily tried to take off the Hollister polo, but underneath it, there was another Hollister polo underneath. Ebony frowned, and then looked under her shirt. All she saw was a bra underneath. Dare I point out, it's from the Ariel line available at American Eagle. Ebony tried to remove the shirt again, but to her frustration, there was yet another polo to replace it. This is unlogical and does not make any sense, Ebony bellowed out to the air. She failed to see the irony in her statement and how hypocritical her words were. Seeing as she was practically calling the kettle black here, Ebony slit her wrists and mumbled to herself,
Oh my god. End crap fic. Author's note.
Oh yeah! If you want to see the original content this chick had planned for this chapter, I accessed it through a document manager thingy, which I copied and pasted. You can read it here.
Author's note.
Stoofle perps, gute leaf. 111,111. You suck, 11. Oh, and from now on, it'll be vacation in Albion. It'll be on vacation in England until like August, so I won't be able to update for a while. Lols, thanks to everyone who live loud except the perps who flammed. Fork you. 1 MCR rule 666-111.
XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
the bed opposite me in a coma, because Vampire and Draco had bet him up. Mr. Norris was cleaning the room.
"Oh, my Satan, what happened?" I screamed.
Suddenly, Voldemort came. He looked less mean than usual.
"Get the f*** out, you f***ing bastard," I yielded.
"Thou hath not killed Vampire yet, Eleven," he said angrily. Suddenly, he started to cry tears of blood, all selective.
"Voldemort, OMFG, what's wrong, 111? I asked, suddenly.
"Lucian, Professor Sinister, and Sirius came! Bloody Mary and Vampire were all with them. Everyone was holding Blake boxers. Voldemort disappeared.
"OMFG, and Obi, you're alive," screamed Vampire.
I hugged him and Bloody Mary.
"What the f*** happened?" I asked them.
"Oh, my Satan, am I lick dead now?" I gasped.
"And Obi, you were almost shot,"
11 said Sirius. "But the ballet could not kill you, since you were form another time."
"But fangs anyway," said Lucian, holding out his arm.
I gasped. "He had two arms."
"OMG, I can't believe Vampire's dad shot you, one," I gasped.
"Well, to be honest, Snap was possessed by Snap back then," said James.
"Yeah, he was a spy," Sirius said sadly.
"He was really a death dealer.
And he was such a poser, too."
11, said Lucian.
"He didn't even really know QGC were until I told him. Well, anyway, everyone started to give me presents. I was opening a Blake box with black 666s. There was a DVD of Corpse Bride in it. On it, when I gasped, Mr. Norris looked up angrily, because he hated goths.
"Hey, has anyone seen Draco?" I asked gothically.
"No, Draco told me he'd be watching Hose of Wax," said Professor Trovary. "He doesn't know that or better. Anyway, the Norris said you could get up. Come on, one."
I got up suicidally.
Lucian, Sirius, and Professor Sinister left. I was wearing a Blake leather night gun. Under that, I had a sexy Blake leather bra, trimmed with Blake lace, and a matching thong that said Gothic Girl on the butt, on sexy fishnets that kind of hooked up to my thong. If you don't get the idea, massage me, I'll tell you. I put on a Blake fishnet top under a Blake MCR shirt, with a Blake leather mini, with Blake lace and Congress shoes. I left the hospital's wings with Bloody Mary, Willow, and Vampire.
"OMFG, let's celebrate," 11 gasped Willow.
"We can go see Hose of Wax with Draco," one giggled Vampire.
"Let's go listen to GC and cut ourselves, 666,
11 said Hermione.
We opened the con men room door sexily, and then I gasped.
"Draco was doing it with Snap!
1111111111. He was wearing a black t-shirt with 666 on the front and baggy jeans.
You f***ing prep!"
11, we all yielded angrily.
"Yeah, you betrayed us," 111 shooted Vampire angrily as he took out his Blake gun.
"No, you don't understand," one screamed Draco sadly as he took his thingy out of Snake's.
"No sh**, you f***ing
suck, you preppy bastard, 111, said Willow, trying to attack him. You rock, girl, one. I ran suicidally to my room. I sexily took a stakeout. And Obi, no! 11,111, screamed Draco, but it was too late. I'd slit my wrists, and suddenly everything went black again. Sincerely, an Enon author who will silently not reveal her identity because she's a coward, a.k.a. just a troll with rocks for brains. Chapter 40. Lol, someone has taken my account over. Chapter 41. Author's note.
To everyone who keeps flamming this gate alive, I bet you probably do not know who Gerard Way is. We're probably all preps and posers. 1011. Anyway, someone hacked into me account in November, and they put up the last chapter. But now, there is a new one. I'm sorry for not updating G4 a while, but I've been really busy. I'm trying to finish the story before the new movie comes out. I'm going on vacation for Ramones. I won't be back about 2 weeks. OMFG, Draco is so hot in all the pics for the new movie, 111. I wanted them to put a cameo by Gerard Way, cause he was play Draco. If you flame, I'll slit my wrists, 11. Raven, you rogue girl, have fun in England.
X's and sixes and X's. When I woke up, I was in a strange room. I looked around and was wearing the same outfit I had from before, with X Black Tears X, 11. I looked around confusedly. I was in the Noises office, but it looked different. On the wall was a pic of Merlian Munson, 1111.
Just imagine that. He's in the 80 Gothic band, too, so he is more old than Panic at the Disco or MCR.
There was also a Gothic Black Beatles calendar with a picture of the Beatles wearing eyeliner and black clothes. On it said 1980. OMFG, I'm back in Tim again, 111, I screamed loudly. Suddenly, Satan...
This is actually Voldemort for photo references.
Voldemort was wearing a Blake Leather Jackson, Blake tight jeans, and fishnet pants. He looked so sexy, I almost had an orgy. 11.
OMFG and Obi, are you okay? He asked gothically.
Yeah, I'm okay. For your information, I snapped sexily.
OMG, am I dead?
Because I remembered I had jumped in front of the bullet from Jammy's gun. I also remembered seeing Deco with doing it with Snap. I guess that when I slipped my wrist, I went back in Tim instead of dying. I knew I could go forward in time if I found a time turner or a time machine. No, you're not dead, Satan reassured suicidally, as he smoked a cigarette sexily, and smoke came all over his face. You're a vampire, so you can't die from a bullet. Come on now, let's go see how Harry's... Dad is doing. I knew that for real reason I didn't die from the ballet was because I was from the future.
WTF, James almost shot Lucius,
I said indigoently. I knew that James had really been possessed, but I didn't want him to know I knew. Yeah, I know. He had a headache. He was under a lot of stress, Satan reasoned evilly. I guess that's okay, I said, because James hadn't really shot Lucian. I also know that Lucian would now have two arms instead of one. I walked seductively outside with Lucian. Sudden eye. I saw a totally sexy gothic bi guy. 11. He had bleached blonde hair, with black streaks up to his ears, and he was wearing gothic Blake Aliner, a Blake Green Day shirt. It showed Billy Joel with blonde hair since it was the 80s, Blake Congress shoes, and Blake baggy pants. He walked in all sexy like Gerard Way in the video for I Don't Three You Lick I Did Yesterday. If you could see a black tear on his face, lick the women for that video. Hey, he said all quietly and gothically. Who the f*** is that? I asked angrily, cause I did not know him.
"This is Hedwig," said Voldemort. "He used to be in Black X Tears X 2, but he had to drop out because he broke his arm." "Hey, Hedwig," I said seductively, even though I was not trying to be. "Lol. Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo-hoo." Because that's what Hedwig should be saying. "Lol, hi, N.O.B.," he answered that he ran away because he had hair of magical creature. He was humming Welcome to the Black Parade under his breath.
"I know that it's not 80s, but pretend it is, okay?"
"Bye," I said all sexily. "That was Hedwig. We used to be my boyfriend before we broke up," Satan said sadly, looking at his Blake nails. "OMFG, how can I get you baked together?" I said, fingering something I did not know was in my pocket. "A black clute is what we aim for, Sidio iPod. I could take pictures with."
"Does anyone know about them? They kick ass."
"Okay, you can forget about your class for now, Hedwig. I'm going to show you something great." I led them to the Great Hall. "Come on, you guys." Lucian, James, Sirius, and Snake were all in the Great Hall. Lucian wouldn't talk with James because he tried to shoot him. The only thing that's made sense. "Go f*** yourself, and you f***ing douche," he shouted at him. "Draco is never going to be friends with Vampire now, one." "Yeah, go f*** yourself, Samaro." Snape agreed, but I knew he was lying, because it had been his fault. James had almost shot Lucian. "Be quiet, you guys," I said sexily. "Me plan was working out great. Now I could make Voldemort good without doing it with him. Now Vampire's dad would never die, and okay, Satan and Hedwig, you guys can start making out," I said, and started to film them with the iPod. "Cool," said Sirius, as Voldemort and Hedwig started to make out sexily. We watched as today started to take each other's clothes off sexily. Samaro, Sirius, Snake, and Lucian all watched, because they were probably by. I know Snape was by. "Oh my f***ing god, Voldemort, Voldemort," screamed Hedwig as his Glock touched Voldemort's. But suddenly, everything stopped as the door opened and in came Dumbledore and Mrs. Norris. 1111. Chapter 42. The Blake Parade. Author's note.
OMG, the new book is coming out really soon, and I can't wait. I think the Snap will really be the same person as Voldemort, because they are both half-blood, so that will explain why he killed Dumbledore and hated Harry.
1111.
And then Harry will have to commit suicide, so Voldemort will die, because he'll really be a Horcrux.
111.
OMG, I hope Draco and Harry will get together. That will be so shmexy, won't it? If they don't, then JKR is hamophobic.
111111.
Fangs for the help with facts. Medusa, you rock.
111. Hamophobic, that's a new one. X's and sixes and X's. I sat depressedly in Dumbledore's office with Hedwig, Satan, James, Sirius, Snap, and Lucian. Dumbledore was sitting in front of us cruelly. He looked more young than he did in the future. He had taken the iPod away and was now listening to a shitty Avril Lavigne song. "What the hell is this anyway?" he cackled meanly. Hope he didn't find out I was from another time. "Whatever you do, don't blame Ebony, you jerk," Satan said. "Yeah, seriously, she was trying to get Satan and Hedwig back together," Sirius said deviantly.
"Be quiet, you Satanist," Dumbledore cackled. "If you're lucky, I'll probably send you all to Azkaban. That will teach you to copulate in the Great Hall."
He changed the song in the iPod to an NSYNC song. Suddenly I noticed something strong about the iPod. It was slowly changing. Dumbledore didn't notice.
"You f***ing poser," I muttoned.
I bet you never heard of GC, James said.
No, I knew what the iPod was changing into. Morty McFly's time machine, 11.
Shut up, James, Draco's dad shouted.
Yeah, shut up, Snake said preppily.
No, you shut up, Dumbledore, 1111 said Tom.
I've had enough of you Satanists in my school, shouted Dumbledore sprouteously.
Suddenly, I gaped the iPod from him.
Everyone, jump in before it's too late.
I jumped into it, but only one other person jumped in. It was Satan.
You dunderheads! 1111111111 screamed Dumbledore wisely as we went.
I looked around. I was in a Slytherin conman room with Satan. I was wearing a black plaid miniskirt with hot pink fishnets, a sexy Blake MCR corset, and Blake stiletto boots with pink pentagrams on them. My earrings were Blake Satanist sins, and raven hair was all around me to my mid-black.
Hey, cool, where is this? He asked in an emo voice.
This is the future. Dumbledore's iPod that he tried to take away from me was really also a Tim machine, I told him.
Cool, what's an eye patch? He whimpered.
It's something you use to listen to music, I yacked.
OMFG. Cool, wait, what's the four-letter word for dirt? He asked in a sexy voice.
I guess sand, I said confusingly.
Yeah, I was trying to make sure you were still the same person, he triumphantly giggled.
Suddenly, some of my friends walked in.
OMG, you're f***ing alive, said Ginny, wearing a black leather jacket, Blake baggy pants, and a gothic black from first to last shirt.
I explained to her why I was alive.
Konnichiwa, bitch, said Willow. She was wearing a black corset showing off her boobs, with a lace all around it and red stripes on it.
With it, she was wearing a black leather miniskirt. Big Blake boots, white foundation, Blake eyeliner, red eyeshadow, and Blake lipstick.
Hey, mother f***, said Dibolo with his red hair. He was wearing a black pahad t-shirt and black baggy pants.
Hey, who's that, Ibony?
Bloody Mary questioned as she walked in wearing a black t-shirt with a red pentagram on it with lace on the bottom, black leather pants with Blake lace and black stole toes.
Oh, it's Satan, I told her as we nodded, knowing the truth.
Suddenly, Satan started,
Future, what if you don't like him anymore, because we're from different times, he asked.
No, I still like you, I said sexily to him.
Okay, he said reassuredly. I'd let him listen to Teenagers by MCR on my iPod while I was about to go outside to find out some things. I gave Diabolo a signal to keep Satan occupied. Satan fell asleep. I took the iPod. I was about to walk outside. Professor Sinister ran in. 1111. She was wearing a gothic Blake Minis dress with pressing black stripes, white and Blake stripes.
Oh my f- god, where's Draco, 111? How did Snap get back here?
I too hot he was in Algajira Bajan, I asked sadly.
Ebony, I was so worried about you, but I know you can't f***ing die because you're a vampire.
Snape came back because that girl Brittany freed him. I never liked her. She was a bad student, Trovari said reassuredly.
That bitch, 11. Did she also free Hagrid and Lupin? I shouted angrily.
I hated Brittany because she was a prep.
Yes, they're on the loose at this school. Dumbledore is back. Cornelius on his way to help everyone. Tell everyone to lock themselves in the conman room, Trovary said worriedly.
Okay, but where's Draco? How come he was doing it with Snap?
I don't know why. I know he almost tried to commit suicide after he saw you almost killed herself, he said.
OMG, that's terrible, I gasped. Satan was still asleep, so he couldn't tell what was going on.
Then I said, Listen, everyone, I have something important to do. In her everyone's day.
With that, I ran out.
Good luck, Tara!
11, everyone cried. I ran sexily down the stairs into the great hall where the portents looked around at me scaredly.
There was hardly anyone else in the stairs, and there was an atmosphere of horror. On the way, I saw Brittany laughing on the stairs. She was wearing a slutty pink t-shirt with flowers on it, a blue jean skirt, Abercrombie, and pink style twos. She looked just like a pentagram of those f***ing preps, Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan. "You f***ing bitch, 111, I shouted angrily. "No, you're totally a b-. Now Voldemort will totally kill you," she laughed. "Crucius One," I shouted selectively, pontificating my black wand as she started screaming because she was being tortured, and I laughed so detastically. "No! One, help me, One! Please, One!" Brittany screamed terrifiedly. I put up my middle finger at her. In her hand, I saw the video camera Snap and Lupin had used to take the video of me. I put the tape of Voldemort doing it with Hedwig into it. Then I continued to roll down the stairs with the camera. When I had reached the Great Hall, I saw Vampire Potter. "OMG, Vampira!" We hugged each other happily. He locked at me with his gothic red eyes and spiky Blake hair. Around him were Blake eyeliner and eyeshadow. He was wearing a Blake Leather Jackson, leather pants, a Panic at the Disco concert t-shirt, and his Blake Congress shoes. He looked more like Joel from Good Charlotte than ever. "Did you ever hear the song The River? It rocks." "I was so worried you died," moaned Vampire. "I know, but I'm a vampire, lol. When I woke up, I was back in 1980. So anyway, I brought Voldemort from when he was young with me." "Where's Draco?" I asked spurtiously. "Draco? You mean that poser who betrayed you?" Vampire snarled with anger in his sexy voice. "I know, but we have to find him," I said smartly. "I'll do it then," Harry said angstily. "Okay," I grinned. Suddenly, all the lights in the room went out, and then the dork Mork appeared. "Oh my f***ing Satan," Harry shouted. "I think Voldemort has arrived," I said anxiously. "I will have to find Draco. I guess we should separate." "Okay," Vampire said, desperating. Suddenly, I ran into the Great Hall. Chapter 43. Author's Note.
"I think that after this I will have two or three more chapters, thanks to all the reviewers, not that flamers. If you flame since the story, then you suck. 1111. If you flammed, then f*** off, 111.
X's and sixes and X's. I walked sexily into the Great Hall. It was empty except for one person. Draco was there. He sat there in Diddy Boom with his Blake 666 t-shirt and his baggy Blake pants. He had slit up his wrists, 111. I felt mad at him for having sex with Snape, but I felt sorry for him. He looked just like Gerard Way with his red eyes and his pale white face. "Draco, are you okay?" I asked. "I'm not okay," he screamed depressedly. I thought of the MCR song, and I get even more depressed because that song always makes me cry. I gave him a pot cigarette, and he started to smoke it. "Oh, Draco, why did you do it with that f***ing bastard Snape?" I asked tearfully. Draco started to say, but suddenly Lucian and Dr. Norris apparitioned into the room. They didn't see us. "I'm so glad me and Snape were freed," said Lupin. "Damn, this job would be great if it wasn't for the f***ing students," Mr. Norris agreed. "Pop Allium! 111, I yielded angrily, pointing my wand at them. "No!" Lupin shouted as his chains came on him. Mr. Norris ran away. "You f***ing prev!" I said, laughing with the depths of evil and depressedness in my voice. "Now you will have to tell us where Voldemort is, or I'm going to torture you." "I don't know where he is," 1111 said Lupin. Suddenly, Satan and Vampire ran into the room. Vampire didn't know who Satan was, really. "Oh, my Satan, we were so worried about you guys," Vampire said. I looked sexily at Draco with his gothic red eyes with contacts, Blake t-shirt that said 666 on it, and pale skin like Gerard Way. Vampire with his sexy black hair and red eyes just like Frank Iero, and Satan who looked just like Brandon Urey then. I selectively took off the caramel from my pocket, and then I started Frenching Draco sexily. Lupin gasped. Draco began to take all his clothes off, and I could see his white sex pack. Then Vampire took his clothes off, too. We all started making out together sexily. I took off my bleak leather bra, my Blake lace thong, and the rest of my clothes. Everyone took their Glocks out except me. I'm a girl, lol. Oh, me Satan, Draco! I screamed as he put his hardness in my thingy. Then he did the same thing to Harry. I began making out with Satan, and he joined in. OMS! 111, cried Vampire. Oh, Vampire, Vampire, I screamed. Oh, Satan, yelled Harry in pleasure. Lupin watched in shock. We took turns doing the torture curses on him, because we're all sadists. Suddenly, a big black car that said 666 on the license plate flew straight into the windows, and Snap was in it. 11. Chapter 44. Author's note.
Well, I have nothing to say, but everyone stoop clamming, okay? 111, if you gothic people reading this, then you woke. 11, OMG, I still can't wait for the movie. Tom Felton is so hot, I hope Harry will become gothic, cause my friend told me he is really emo in this book. OMFG, I'm leaving W pretty soon, can't wait. This will probably be the last chapter until I come back.
XXXX666XXX.
That's me car, shouted Draco angrily. But suddenly it was revealed who was in the car. It was Snape.
I shall free you, Lupin, but first you must help me kill these idiotic dunderheads, he said cruelly from the car as he flew circumcising above us.
And Bony, Darkness, Dementia, Raven Way must be killed. Then the Dork Lord shall never die.
You f*** prep, yelled Draco. Then he looked at me sexily. I forgot to tell you, Ebony. Snape made me do it with him. I didn't really have sex with him, but he's a ropist. We put all our clothes on quickly, except Satan. We were so scarred. But Satan didn't change. Instead, he changed to a man with green eyes, no nose, a gray robe, and white skin. He had changed into Voldemort. I knew who thou were all along, he cackled evilly and sarcastically at me. Now I shall kill thee all. I knew who thou were all along, he cackled evilly and sarcastically at me. Now I shall kill thee all. Thunder came into the room. No, please don't kill us, pleaded Vampire. Suddenly, Willow, Bloody Mary, Diablo, Ginny, Dracula, Fred, and Gorge, Hagrid, McGonagall, Dumbledore, Sirius, and Lucian all ran in.
What is the meaning of this?
Dumbledore asked all angrily, and Voldemort looked away, because Dumbledore is the only wizard he's scared of. He did a spell, and suddenly his broomstick came to him sexily. Voldemort flew above the roof, evilly on his broomstick. Oh my goth, Slughorn gasped. Get it, cause I'm gothic. No. The Dork Lord shall kill all of you. Then you must submit to him, Snake ejaculated menacingly.
You f***ing preppy f***, Sirius shouted angrily. I know a four-letter word for dirt.
Crassius! Screamed Harry, but the sparks from his wand only hit Draco's car. It fell down. Snap quickly crawled out of it and picked up the video camera.
Oh my f***ing god, I cried, because the video of me was in the bathroom. The video of me dong it with Draco, and the video of Satan doing it with...
If you kill me, then these videos will be shown to everyone in the skull. Then you'll be just like that gothic girl, Paris Hilton. He laughed meanly.
No, I screamed. FYI, I have the picture of you doing it with Lupin.
What's she talking about? Lupin slurped as he sat in chains.
I saw too. She's going to show everyone that picture, Harry shouted angrily.
Shut up, Lumpkin roared.
Foolish ignoramuses, yielded Voldemort from his broomstick. Thou shall all die soon.
Think again, you f***. Muggle poser, Harry yelled at then. He and Diablo and Neville took out their black guns, but Voldemort took out his own one.
You guys are in a Latin standoff, 111, I shouted desperately.
Accio, Neville's wand, 11, cried Voldemort, and suddenly Neville's wand was in his hand.
Now I shall kill thee all and everyone will die, 11,111. His maid, lighting came all over the place.
Save us, Ebony, Dumbledore cried. I cried sexily. I just wanted to go into the con men room and slit my wrist with my friends while we all watched Shark Attack 3 and Shaw 2 and do it with Draco. But I knew I had to do something more impotent. Abracadabra, I shouted. The end.
And thus is the end of our rather dark tale. For those of you who have endured it, I recommend that you listen to this podcast backwards to get the angelic message, or, as the great comedian Chris Rock said, get your ass to church. Next time on Pretentious Internet Theater, episode 23, try not to get lost in our story. Until then, I'm Andrew Cook for Pretentious Internet Theater, reminding you that there is much drama on the internet, but only the best makes Pretentious Internet Theater. Pleasure is all yours.
Oh, Hot Topic. When did this open?
2 weeks ago. It used to be a Banana Republic.
Of course. Freaking Hot Topic. That explains everything. How did we not figure that out? Of course a new Hot Topic must have come to town. Duh.
Well, I think we all know what has to be done.
Yep.
Let's get to it.
Burn, burn, down, burn down, Hot Topic. Don't let it steal your soul away.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
We should probably get out of here.
Like the fire, take control. Burn down, Hot Topic. Don't let it take your soul.
What the hell are they doing? They're putting an end to it.
And take control, burn it down. Hot Topic, burn it down. Hot Topic.